The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Cameron Hill from Off the Wall joins me to talk about some unusual sporting activity. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. What have you selected?
Well, cheese rolling, I suppose.
Cheese rolling?
Yeah, I thought, why not? With the PGA this weekend and the Champions Cup final, they're just, you know, little appetizers to the cheese board that is cheese rolling. So,
and where does it happen?
It happens in Cooper's Hill in Gloucestershire in England on the last Monday in May. So this year, 27th of May, book the date, folks. It's officially known as the Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling and Wake, or it's known as the Cheese Roll, which I liked. Kind of like how it's not the British Open, it's the Open. It's not the Wimbledon Championships, it's
the Championship.
It sounds
like something you might buy in the supermarket for lunch.
Yeah.
The cheese roll.
It's a whole sport, whole culture around it. It's absolutely fascinating.
So, who organises it? How does it work?
Well, that's a very good question. So, basically, how it works is there's a 3 kilogram double Gloucester rolled down a hill, a very steep hill, lasting almost 200 metres, I think 180, and it's got a 1.2 gradient, so it's an incredibly steep hill, and everyone starts at the top. They run down trying to catch the cheese.
Oh, they're chasing the roll.
Yeah, so, you know,
this is like running the bulls in Pamplona.
Pretty much, yeah, although more dangerous, of course. But they never catch it because the cheese goes, I think the cheese reaches speeds of 110 kilometres an hour, so they don't catch it. But the first person to make it down the hill wins, and they win the cheese. So
now, it sounds like a fairly harmless weekend activity, but you have a clip.
Yeah, so this was from last year. It's Delaney Irving, a Canadian woman who won the women's race last year. She had an interesting end to her race.
So the last thing I remember was I was really close to the finish line. Then I fell right on my face. I was unconscious for about 2 minutes, as I've been told, but I didn't really wake up till about 10 minutes after that. I woke up and they had the cheese on my lap. And I was so confused. I was like, did I win? Like, does this mean I won?
So she was knocked out.
She was knocked out. And then she finds the cheese. The next thing she remembers is waking up in the medical tent, which is kind of traumatic for something that is a
and
cold cheese
race.
Rolling. She won the race,
she
yeah.
Won the race. Probably didn't remember rolling down the last few meters.
No, I saw the clip and it's pretty traumatic. It looks fairly scary because she just lands and she's suddenly not moving. You think, oh my goodness. Yeah. And apparently St. John's Ambulance is always on standby and they say there's 30 to 40 injuries a year.
Hmm. Who are Team Cheese?
Team Cheese are at the bottom of the hill, so they're a group of volunteers who catch people as they come down because, you know, you generate quite a bit of speed. So there's actually no official organisers, and it's meant that there's a bit of a liability issue with this because there's no one to bring your injury claims to. So up until 2013, Diana Smarth was the cheesemonger who provided the cheese, and then the Gloucestershire police advised that maybe she shouldn't do that because technically as someone who's facilitating the cheese rolling, she might be legally liable for everybody's injury claims. So now it's just a foam replica. But
so it's not real cheese at all?
It's not anymore. They win cheese. They win a block of cheese for their efforts. But unfortunately, it's a foam variant now.
Now, do we have any idea when this started and why?
Not really. So the first written record was from 1826. A Gloucester town crier in a message to that. But the message itself dictates that it's a tradition that lasts much longer. There's some debate as to where it originated, but the most popular theory is that it came as part of a fertility ritual for this Cooper's Hill Wake, which also involved things like wrestling for a belt and even shin kicking. So a lot of fun activities there. I'm glad maybe the cheese rolling is the one that survived.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me about the races. How many are there? I mean, do they have children's races and adults races?
Oh,
and
you wouldn't be
trans races and binary races and
I don't think you'd be sending any kids down there. It's 4 to 5 races a year. The third race is traditionally the women's race. Hometown hero Chris Anderson, he's the one who the winningest cheese roller ever. He's won a record 23 races. But someone, American Cooper Cummings, who won one of the races last year, came down in a record time of 13 seconds. So he's the guy to beat this year. I haven't seen any odds online, but I'll probably be putting a bet on.
Mm. The injuries, though, as you mentioned earlier, the St. John's Ambulance are always on standby, but they treat dozens of people every year for this.
Yeah, 6 people were taken to hospital following last year's edition. And as we heard, Delaney Irving of Canada was knocked unconscious. And if you watch the videos, you see the competitors afterwards. And there's a lot of limping, a lot of sore arms, a lot of bruising. So, you know, wrap up well, prepare yourself. Basically, when you watch it, they just start tumbling instantly. So it's not one for the faint of heart or the fragile of bone.
And we can find it online, I presume.
Hopefully, yeah. Or go over. They get 15,000 people, I think, a couple of years ago. So it's a fairly popular event and brings a lot of tourism to the area.
Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.